Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg and sidekick Green Dude Scott share resources and ideas for green living as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your hosts, Green Diva Meg and Green Dude Scott.
Yay.
I always want to, like, cheer. I want to jump in and cheer.
It's exciting.
Do the wave. We could do the wave
tonight. We could do the wave tonight. We have enough people. Anyway, I just want to welcome you to the Green Divas Radio Hour. You're on with Green Diva Meg.
And Green Dude Scott.
Silent Jesse, who's waving.
Waving, yes.
And then we have some special Green Diva guests tonight.
Hi, I'm Cherie Corso.
And I'm Maria Elena Lamari.
Oh, beautiful.
And
Green Diva, you didn't tell
around.
Us we had to take our clothes off.
Well, this radio, so
we're trying to get the heat going in here, man. We have a really fun show tonight. We've got the G2 Organics gals, and Julia, is it your name?
Yeah.
Julia, say hello. Got green dudette.
Hi.
Hi. How adorable. I think that's Cherie's daughter.
This is my daughter, my biggest supporter, and one of the inspirations as little girls get their nails done.
Oh,
and they chew
yeah.
it off, but oh. we'll talk more about that.
So
yes, we will.
Just talk a little bit closer to the microphone and make sure we pick up your beautiful voices, and thank you. And before we get too into everything, I just want to say this is what's coming up on the show tonight. You know, hold on to your hats and, you know, get ready. We have Green Diva Jean calling in from Maine to talk to us about our monthly Terrascopes. I don't know if you gals have heard of our Terrascopes, but Terrascope is an Earth-based astrology. She uses sun signs, but she uses a combination of tarot and intuition to
I do that, too. I use the Indian tarot cards.
See? So she...
Nothing is a coincidence.
Nothing
She's
is a coincidence.
She's very spiritual.
So I've heard.
I know your mama is. I've talked to her. And then... So we'll hear about March, and we'll each of us make sure that our sun signs get read because, you know, we're selfish and we're here. And we do have...
I love that.
And she is so on and very positive energy. And we do have some of our fans that have written in. Heidi Oshman Masson is a Capricorn, so we'll make sure she gets heard. And if anybody else wants to make sure...
Taurus.
Yes. Just... We'll make sure you get taken care of, but we'll also let, you know, mention your name and your sun sign on the air. So get to our Facebook page, which is just look us up, Green Divas Radio Show.
That's right. And fan it or
like
else.
Like us, we need.
I will tie your shoes
Facebook
together.
Love. Anyway.
We are climbing fans
yeah,
every day.
It is kind of nice. It's a slow climb, but we're having fun.
Do you guys Facebook?
Yes, we do. And right now we're doing internships. Not us doing the internships, but we have some girls from Fordham University doing
oh, nice.
The internships. And they're doing the Facebook. They're doing everything.
Yeah, you have to link to Facebook these days. Otherwise, you get left behind. It's
networking.
Amazing.
We're learning. At our ripe old age, we're learning of social networking.
Yeah, and networking
exactly.
makes everything go round.
Well, I got poked the other day, and I had to answer what that meant. I was like, I didn't know what that meant.
It's a little weird. Like, I didn't feel like I was able to poke anybody. I'm a, you know, happily
you know, what a show we got going
engaged
on here.
Woman.
About getting knocked up. Everybody's getting poked.
Yeah. I know. Well, no, that was the last hour we were talking about.
The last hour of the
up.
Music.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys missed some of the music we played. We had some fun chick music in honor of our, you know, chickness
yeah,
tonight.
Chick music.
Because
yeah.
we got an overwhelming amount of beautiful chick stuff going on tonight.
All right, Trill.
I like it.
And then later in the show, we have the CEO and founder of Care2.com.
Yes.
And
he's an amazing
guy, Randy Painter. And we are really looking forward to having him on because he's just doing some amazing work, not only sharing information on green, healthy living, spirituality. I mean, I think Deepak Chopra writes for
everything,
him.
And he ties everything together. If you ever go to his website,
right.
it's just all pulled together.
So he's
anything
got,
green that you want to go. I want to get on that website.
We're working on it. But he's we're working on a girlfriend. But he's not only got all that information that he ties together, but the activism. So, you know, they alert you if you're, you know, if you're concerned with pet issues or animal care, whatever, animal rights, You'll get a petition from them, maybe, or they'll let you know that there's a bill in Congress that we should be concerned about.
Keeps you aware and up to date.
Socially responsible
activism. It's a way to be alert, informed, and active, I think. I think it's a really 15 million people are members of CARE too. So that's
amazing.
He's doing something right.
Good for him.
Good for him. You know, God bless him. Send the energy our way, because we're all on the same page and we all have the same message. And it's just the fusion, getting it all together.
So
we're all coming at it in a different
He's going to call us in the, you know, the second half of the show tonight. So that will be fun.
Excellent.
And you guys can let us know if you have any specific questions for him. And in the meantime, I want to ask you guys about G2 Organics.
Thank you.
Is it Organics with an S?
It is.
It's Organics with an S.
Thank you. And tell me the website. I'm going to go there while we're talking about it.
It's www.g2organics.com.
Seems simple enough, but
simple
you
enough.
Never know.
And you know, I never would have thought that nail polish and nail polish remover was a huge issue. Now,
it is.
Acetone comes with so many warnings, and it is so dangerous to use, but everybody uses it.
Well, see, you're not a girl. If you ever have to go and get your nails done, and
checked.
You get, like, asphyxiated in the nail salon.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Just terrible stuff.
Well, you know, it's funny because we were talking about this on the ride over here, and we were saying, you know, so many people...
Can you hear her? Oh, hold on. I just want to make sure we can hear you. Yeah. Just talk right as close.
I get the light
there
things on
go.
Fire, so
there you
can just
go,
talk while
How is this?
Fire.
Can you hear me?
Oh,
good.
Much better. Yeah.
Excellent. And we were talking about how we have become such an environmentally aware, you know,
society.
And, you know, the message is out and it's out and it's out. And how could we push it to the next level? And what Cherie and I are really trying to do is make it easy. Make it simple. What are the simple things that, you know, the average everyday person could do to better their health and to help the environment? And it's things that you could do without going out of your way and without having to make much of an effort. It's things you're going to do anyway, so you might as well do it right. And that's what our products are, and that's what's in the back of our head as we develop each product. So the first thing that did pop into our head was nail care.
Every economic level has their nails done.
Except for me, right now.
Well,
I know, horrors!
Because, you know what? After I'm giving you a manicure tonight. We're going to give you a manicure
on the air.
Tonight. And don't it's going to be Reiki charged.
If you can please shape these things. No, I was going to apologize because I wanted to get my nails done using your nail polish that you sent me. But tell me about the nail polish. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Well, our first product, the first product we introduced was actually nail polish remover. And, you know, growing up and being a woman... What is the one single most thing that most men hate is that smell. I don't know if you could attest to that, but you walk into a nail salon or your girlfriend, your sister,
now,
your wife.
She was looking at Scott like, but I'm
tell
not sure.
Us.
Donna is a horse woman. I'm not sure how often she gets her nails done.
Oh, she's a farm girl, and she doesn't, but she has.
Yeah, and you've
And
noticed.
Everybody does, and that's like what you were saying before.
Yeah.
At some point, everybody does. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of chemicals.
Yeah.
And so it's something that people are doing anyhow. And why can't we offer a product that has sizzle to it, that's beautiful, that's stylish?
Yeah.
And good for the environment.
And it works. And let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
It has to work. The product has to work. And one of the cornerstones of this product is that besides being organic, it's odorless, which is a huge plus because Cherie and I, doing our marketing research, we've talked to so many people, and you would be shocked at the places people do their nails.
We have a documentary that we've been doing just on our journey, and we're on Metro North. And the conductor told us that people actually do their nails on the train.
Well,
we're not talking clipping.
Downtime.
We're talking painting. It's downtime. They're sitting there. They let it dry. And the smell and the fumes fill up the whole car.
Yeah, that's pretty, noxious. It's obnoxious. It's obnoxious and it's noxious.
Yes. Noxious.
Get it?
Got it.
And so this is just a great product all around because you could actually do your nails anywhere. You could do them at home.
On a plane,
in your dorm room.
On a plane.
No, wait, this
so
sounds like a Dr. Seuss. This sounds like a Dr. Seuss.
We have travel size.
Right
travel
on a plane, in a train.
Train, anywhere. We can do it.
And it's not offensive. And it works. It's organic. It's odorless, and Cherie and I are level 2 Reiki certified.
I'm so excited about that. You guys sent me some beautiful products to play with, and one of them was the nail polish remover, and I got, my toes are painted, but they're a little old. So I thought, well, let's just remove some of this nail polish from the toes, and I was really, it was unusual, I thought, because I didn't smell it, it wouldn't work. You know, it's like this psychological connection.
Yes.
But I love that the little Reiki crystals were tinkling in there. I felt like it's good energies on my toes.
And you know what? It does remind you to connect with Earth as you're doing it.
It does. It's lovely.
So our second product after the remover we thought was a natural connection was the actual nail polish. And once again, it is organic and it is odor-free. And again, bizarre places people do their nails, actually polish their nails. Once again, now you could really do your nails anywhere.
Well, plus I think pregnant women. I know that's an issue with pregnant women who are concerned about... All right, see? I got a big response from Cherie.
Okay. We have a Dr. Klein from New York Presbyterian. He endorses our product. And there are hot spots, okay? And the hot spots where kids have ADD, autism, learning disabilities.
Oh.
And one of the theories that they have is that it's connected back to the toxicities that women will use on their body while they are pregnant.
Oh, God.
Now, a pregnant woman, they want that massage on their hands. They want to get their nails done. But they're damaging. Please, ladies, for anybody out there that's pregnant, please use a non-toxic polish.
And how many other non-toxic polishes and acetone remover or non-acetone removers are there out there? What are you guys up against?
The beauty industry is a $1 billion business. The organic business for this probably about 9 or 10 of them out there.
Okay.
And a lot of them do have an odor to it.
Yeah, okay.
And a lot of them are completely soy-based, so they really don't take it off like this does. And...
All right.
Go ahead, Marie.
Acetone's been removed from a lot of products a long time ago. And a lot of nail polishes are doing what they're calling 3-free, which is not organic. It's just taking out the 3 most toxic ingredients in the polishes. And that's great as well, of course. But we take it a step further. And what makes our polish organic is that it's water-based. And it has its pros and its cons, but we feel that it's worth it.
It worked. I want to tell everybody that I got the big toe done. And it had a heavy color, you know.
Did you
a couple
like
of
the color?
Of my toe. Oh, that you sent
me?
Yeah.
Did we send you the DNA?
I think so.
Yeah. And then they're all, you can, it's a black.
Wow.
Neutral, which is N. A is alchemy for mixture. And you can layer them, and they're gorgeous because you know what? Everyone has their own DNA. Sometimes you're feeling a little frisky.
Yep.
Sometimes you're not. Sometimes
well, I haven't put it on. I usually use like a very neutral on my hands
because I screw up my hands all day long. Did we say what DNA stands for? In this case?
What?
Well, the DNA, the D is for dark, which is a black colored polish. The N is for neutral, which is like a very almost clear. Right. And the A is a mixture, but what...
Apparently, Scotty's not paying attention.
Well, that's I was just looking up some numbers, and let's talk some numbers about chemicals used as by consumers in the United States. They estimate 50,000 chemicals are used by consumers in the United States. Now, scary part is they've only managed to test 300.
Oh,
that's scary.
You are so
right
on target.
Only 5 have been restricted.
Oh. That's right. And in the UK and in Europe, they... will not allow these to be in the beauty
products.
They're
a little ahead of us, aren't they?
They are very much ahead of us.
In so many ways. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of chemicals out there that hair color.
Well,
hair coloring
ammonia.
Chemicals.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been linked to a lot of issues. Now, who doesn't color their hair?
Oh.
There's one.
Marie
I am a bleach blonde.
There's one. Julia, she's the other one.
Probably not.
But let me tell you something. So many people I've talked to say, well, I'm going to color my hair because I'm not going to go gray.
Oh, it's coming.
So, folks,
it's coming.
I'm just going to underscore that you've got to look up g2organics.com and learn
a little bit
more about these wonderful products and the lovely ladies who are putting these together. They have other things as well. We'll get to that. We got more. But I think we got Jean from Maine calling in.
It's probably warmer in Maine.
I think it snowed there yesterday.
What a brutal day today.
Oh.
It just won't go away. This Winter is just
never ending.
We keep getting teased.
Yep. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Hey,
wonderful.
Jean. Is it snowing up there in Maine?
Yesterday, I think we got.
Oh, see?
Yesterday, we
told you.
Huge, what do they call them? A snow squall.
Yeah.
Oh, squalls.
Yeah.
They could be fun because they go away.
Well, if you're not driving in it.
Oh, well.
We had just gotten where we were going. So I hear the ladies talking about. I sat here and I cut my nails down, and I don't think I work in the nail care thing. In Maine, getting dressed up in the winter means you bought yourself a new flannel shirt.
Oh, Jean, we got to get you back down here just for some fun nails.
Okay, now let's see. Scott wants to, we have to read. I know Scott wants Taurus, right?
Oh, yeah. He's made that abundantly clear because he's gotten very attached to your telescopes.
Yeah, he's scary, right.
Somebody else wants Capricorn.
We have a listener, Heidi Oshman Masson, who has requested Capricorn.
Okay, I'll start with Heidi's Capricorn, but I'm not hanging up until I get to read Gemini, because that's my favorite.
Okay, and then we have the ladies in the house here, our guests.
I am Libra.
We have
October,
a Libra.
Cancer, July.
Okay, so.
Taurus,
and,
May.
Oh, so you're
Yay, Taurus.
Right there
right
with
on.
G.D. Scott. Okay.
Let's start with Heidi's Capricorn, okay?
Thank you.
Capricorn is December 26th. 2nd through January 19th, says you have a tug of war going on within you. The battle is about who is going to be in charge of your life. Will it be you, or will it be the old rule givers of your childhood and youth? Your happiness depends on your answer. The decision is yours.
Ooh.
So, what do you think that means?
She's got some work to do.
That's what it is.
Wow, she's got some work.
You heard that, Julia?
Yeah.
All right.
You have a Julia there, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old are you, Julia?
Oh, Julia's
seven.
The little girl. Oh.
Yes.
I have a Capricorn, too. Anna's a Capricorn.
Well, I think Anna was listening before, so I hope she got that.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I hope she stayed on.
Oh, that's right. That was Capricorn, Julie. That's not yours. I'm sorry. You said you were Taurus. All
Taurus.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll shut up now.
Right. Scott's the Taurus, so we'll do that. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th. Oh, Scott's going to be mad again this
week. Uh-oh.
Ooh.
All right,
let
me have it.
He seems so friendly.
Yes. Wave the white flag of surrender. This is a peacemaking month. Declare a truce with everyone and everything. They, and they in quotes, as in they say, they may try to start a fight or a war with you, but don't be seduced. Keep peace in mind and find ways to focus on peaceful thoughts about people, situations, and money.
Uh-huh.
So you
thinking.
Want me to be peaceful, huh?
Oh.
All right. I will be peaceful this month.
Right.
Because that's what it says.
Flag and carry it until the end of the month.
Well, and he's our resident warrior, so that's good. That's good.
Okay, all right, I'll do it.
That was good.
All right, he agreed.
White flag.
Okay, good.
You like that.
Now, who do we do next?
Cherie, what's your...
My sign is Libra.
All right, that's my rising sign. That's a good one.
Libra. Forget balance. Just for this month. Cut loose and do something wild and wonderful.
Ooh.
Well, this is it.
This is it. I'm here with the Green Diva.
This is it.
I hope this isn't it. For her sake.
Go ahead.
Pay no attention to old disappointments. They have gone the way of winter. You have a few surprises up your sleeve. Put them into action. There are bright prospects for you at work and socially.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Good. Yeah, I hope this isn't the high point of her month, but I hope it is fun.
Well, it was quite a distance you guys traveled.
We did. We came from Westchester, New York, all the way here.
They have an electric stretch limo out there.
Oh, we have to explain the stretch.
We requested a hybrid.
I know.
Out of town cars.
Yeah.
So they show up with this big stretch. Oh. I said, going to an environmental in this big stretch. It was.
Oh,
you know what? I'm 6 feet, so I love the room.
Honey, we're divas. We're all having fun.
Divas.
And, you know, pick and choose your battles. Now, Marie, what's your
birthday? I'm a Cancer. All July.
Right. July.
All right, Cancer. June 21st to July 22nd. First, figure out what being true to yourself means to you. Mm-hmm. It may take all month or even longer to make being true to yourself meaningful. Mm-hmm. However, it is worthwhile work. You are then free to choose what you are willing to do in work, in relationships, and in life.
Very interesting. Thank you.
I read that and I thought to myself, that's really interesting.
That was a great
one.
Wait a minute, that's mine. Okay, so we're going to do Pisces, right?
Thank you.
All right, Pisces, Pisces, be as kind as possible to all your family and coworkers.
Oh, come on.
And coworkers.
They need gentleness, and so do you.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are other
ooh,
ways
he's feisty.
Of cooperation.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Sorry.
Sometimes you need to let them find their own way. Oh, you're going to like this, Meg. Your creative mind discovers new paths faster than most.
Ooh.
Others will catch up eventually.
Ooh. Oh, I like that, Gene. That
you don't have to tell us anything.
That came together at the end there, Gene. I'll say that.
All right. So what you're basically doing is being as nice as possible to all the little people.
Little people. The minions.
The minions. Oh, my God.
Well, leprechauns?
Well, there's Jesse, who claims to be an Aries from time to time.
Jesse is right on the...
Like, literally within an hour of being a Pisces. You know, some astrologers claim she's Pisces, but she's in the Aries thing now.
Well, that's interesting. She can work both ends on the same thing, and it really is both ends, the beginning and the end. Okay, Aries is March 21st to April 19th. This is an exciting month for you of beginnings and endings and rewarding work. You will be swept along by outside events. Don't give any one situation too much energy because everything will change quickly. There is no point in putting yourself on an emotional roller coaster or a merry-go-round.
Ooh.
Mm.
She nodded.
She nodded. I see a little spark. You want to tell us something? She says no.
Okay. So are we done?
Wow. Well, I'm going to just tell everybody that you're going to send me the full write-up so everybody can get theirs, you know, and we can review ours because I need to
process
see mine.
Process it, yeah.
I need to see mine a few times.
Visual learner.
If you, Gene will probably send it tonight. I'll probably upload it tomorrow morning.
Great. Great.
So everybody can go to thegreendivas.com and they can see it.
Yeah, and it will... be there for your rumination.
Exactly. And there's also information there about how people can find Gene for private readings.
Ooh,
there will be there if you put that in. I don't think I have it.
I usually do.
Okay.
And, and it's a good thing. Gene is really good at this and well worth it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know what? She really did hit on something.
See? I know.
She really did.
It's amazing how
in
like
reveal too much, but
two or three
did.
Sentences. How does she do that?
And you know, I'm never really mad.
I know. He likes these. And, yeah.
I know. Well, actually, Scott's is kind of interesting for this month.
I'm always interesting.
Yeah.
He's very handsome.
Well,
I've
been told.
We know too much. Thanks so much for calling, Gene. What? Wait.
I'm drowned. No, we can say goodnight to Gene.
Okay. Gene, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you at the beginning of next month.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, bye.
I just wanted to throw some you know, testosterone into the conversation tonight because have to bring this up. I have to bring up something
that strikes
me as funny, and it's just that the recall of the 2009-2010 Mazdas. for spider infestation.
What the?
Oh, wait. Can I scream?
Really? Really?
Oh, my God.
So a spider's only going to bother you that much?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Insects, rodents.
Well, no. Wait a minute. It's a terrible highway hazard because let me tell you, I found a spider crawling on my leg once in a car, and it was me all over the road trying to get rid of this thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No. I don't like creepy crawly things
but
in my car.
Infestation. That means more than one. That's
well,
not like
that's
a stray
right.
that's spider.
Right. And it's just this is a two. These are 2009, 2010 Mazda sixes.
So maybe those spiders have had babies, and then their babies have had babies.
So
like, holy moly!
So ooh,
that's interesting.
That's some serious infestation. For 2009 Mazdas.
How did you come up with that?
Oh, well, our friend John Volker has posted on High Gear.
That's unbelievable. When I was on the Dr. Oz show, they had something about fruit, like from Fiji, that you put in the refrigerator, and sometimes it will have eggs on it.
Oh.
Well,
yes.
You do realize it,
the eggs
that
can
insect.
How do you know if your fruit's from Fiji? Is there?
I don't know. Not that I have anything against fruit from Fiji, but some of the fruits have, like, bug eggs on it.
Yeah, that's unpleasant to think
what
about.
What type of bugs?
Yeah.
Big creepy crawlies.
Well, I have to tell you, you know, they outnumber us.
Yeah,
you
know. I'm not
millions to one.
I have not made peace with the insect world yet, and I'm working on.
They're necessary.
I'm working
they're
on.
All necessary.
I know, okay. But you know,
love them, love the bugs.
But,
you got to. You have no choice.
Okay, listen. I think we should take a little musical break, and then we'll come back and talk more to the G2 Organics ladies.
We want to give you a little Reiki, and we're going to give you a little hand massage with our organic. We're going to treat you guys really well.
Woo-hoo! I am so special. So please stay tuned.
Like the music? If you're listening to a podcast, you won't be able to hear it. Sorry. To hear Green Diva tunes, you have to listen every Thursday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now more from Green Diva Meg and Green Dude Scott.
Welcome back to the Green Divas Radio Hour. We had a little musical interlude there. That was the Diddy Bops singing Your Head's Too Big. They're so much fun, the Diddy
Your
Bops.
Head's too big.
Your head's too big,
Your
pal.
Your head's too big.
I'm supposed to be nice, so I won't say
our
that.
ID? Our
I know. We did.
ID?
Jesse, you forgot to do our
She's
comeback.
Busy. Well, we are.
Okay,
our
never
schedule
mind.
Is very tight tonight.
Never so. Mind. Anyway, yeah, we have a lot of fun things going on, and I'm trying in the middle of everything to post the photograph.
On, good job.
It's a very nice picture.
On our, well, it, you know, it's from my phone because I don't have. I forgot my still camera.
I was talking
sorry.
About the people in it, except for Grumpy Me. I'm over in the corner, and then we have our
well,
beautiful
I'm
guest
to take
here.
A nice
oh, thank you. You're too kind.
Oh, anyway.
Thank you.
What was that?
Oh. Yeah, you know, because I'm lost. I've lost
what?
my mental trail. There was something I was going to say, and I forgot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So we'll just ignore me and talk to the ladies. You know, one thing we were talking about over the break was, what the hell were we talking about? Telling you, I totally lost it. No, we were talking about new nail polish colors that they have coming out.
Debuting for the spring.
And I've already picked mine, but it's a prototype, so I have to wait.
Right back to you.
We launched these at Fashion Week, Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week in New York City.
Did you get to do any of the eco-fashion gigs?
What we did was we brought the interns, and they talked to the international press. They showed a lot of people on the style channels. They did a little cut. If you go on our website, G2 Organics, you'll be able to see them.
Yeah,
and
I did see some
they
of them.
Did.
Yeah.
Weren't they great?
And I have to tell you this, Megan, because for the first time, we were actually dressed by BCBG.
Oh, how fun.
Maximaria, and that was just so exciting. And the girls and the guys.
I know. I felt
great.
Like a movie star because they really did dress us head to toe.
Well, you look like a movie star. I saw the photos. You too are like so darn cute.
They did it. Hair and makeup does wonders.
See, no one would ever accuse me of being a fashion statement unless
Why
it
not?
Was a fashion.
Your leopard.
What not to do.
Purple leopard print, whatever that is.
Well, I dressed up for the girls.
Now, beautiful. if you look at what I'm wearing with the blue, that was a dress. But because I'm so tall, it was a top on me. I said, I'm going to get arrested. I cannot walk around with my you-know-what hanging out. So, but they put it together. They said put it with the stretchies, the boots. And
you were adorable, both of you, because I paid attention. I looked through the site.
And it was fun. They were fun. And it was something different, and we brought something else to the table at Fashion Week, and we had more to talk about. And
exactly.
It was great.
And BCBG is all about giving back, adding to your wardrobe, and, you know, reusing, recycling, and that's what we're about, too.
I think we need them as a sponsor.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that would be great. Trucking
right along.
I know. We got to work
on
that.
We have discussed them at some point in recent shows.
Yeah, we have. And we did. I did a pilot for a show that is now sitting somewhere in a back burner. But last year or a year and a half ago, and we did have some nice fashion folks step up and make us clothing. Which was amazing.
I like that.
Diane Kennedy up in Canada made us some beautiful clothes.
Because there are a lot of carcinogens in fabrics, as you know, that people wear. But you know what? You can't do everything. But the pieces that they have, you can add and use them year after year and play
classic.
And classic. But edgy and very reasonably priced.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, well,
you did look foxy, Maria. I have to tell you that.
Thank you.
I know. They're so darn cute.
Where can we see those?
Well, on their website, g2organics.com.
Is that the stuff that was up in the right-hand corner there?
Let's see.
This one?
These guys are on the site looking.
No. That one is me being naughty with NYPD.
Uh-huh.
Now, let me tell you, I said to the ladies in my town, the moms, I said, I was naughty with the police. Bing, bing, bing. Everyone started looking at it.
Do you know that G.D. Scotty is a retired police officer?
Really?
NYPD.
You didn't wear your uniform?
And he's also an ex-Marine.
Marie likes uniforms.
A retired Marine also, not ex.
Oh!
There we go. All right.
I love the Marines. The Marines get the job done.
Share a mic with you?
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
Certainly. See,
you
all about the uniform,
you
apparently.
You should have worn the uniform, dude.
This is my farmer uniform.
Farmer Scott. Yes. He's got a man of
many
talents.
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
I'd like to
Or jarhead, as it were.
Ooh.
That's not a derogatory remark, is it?
No nail polish for this guy, see?
That's it. Your pedicure's off the table.
I know. See? That's it.
I do have limits. Sorry.
We're having fun tonight, man.
But I do want my girls to have nice manicured and polished nails.
You really? Like a woman with a well manicured hand.
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
and therefore,
notice.
What? I what?
No, you're, no, you have nice hands.
You have beautiful hands.
And it's radio, so sign language. Oh, it's the ring.
That nail's rogue. I got a good rogue nail. It's
rogue
the ring
nail.
Well, they just my nails actually grow really fast.
You're healthy. Yeah. You have beautiful skin too, Green Diva.
Yeah.
I love them.
No, they do.
I think we have to have them in more regularly.
It's beautiful.
But I was going to mention to you guys that I have developed my own formula for facial wash.
Really?
Yes. A lavender, a very nice organic lavender. Soothing, grapeseed oil, facial wash for those of us who need that kind of thing. And I have really sensitive skin, so I'm always looking for something because a lot of times I will get to try products that say they're organic, and then I put them on my skin, and I'm like,
still a rash. You have to always remember arsenic is organic, so you do have to be careful with what you put on.
So I developed my own, and I gave them away for maybe I should have made some more for you guys, and I have to go to the store and get some of the...
Next time, we'd love to try it.
Love it.
We were talking about on the way up, toothpaste.
Oh,
That Cherie makes. Cherie makes her own toothpaste.
Julia, come on. Remember when we were made this toothpaste? We made it with... What did we make it with? Julia helped, and we made it with baking soda.
Yeah.
A little cinnamon and water, and I'm telling you, you brush your teeth with this.
My grandmother...
Beautiful.
That was
because right now they're saying everyone was getting into the whitening of the teeth. You know, the white strips and the wrenches.
Yeah, which is really good to ingest. That's good stuff.
Exactly.
Well, not only that,
my grandmother
used
to
look at people who you know certain people that are constantly getting their teeth whitened. They almost look transparent.
You can see the
like
roots.
The enamel.
The enamel's getting wiped out. Yeah.
It reminds me of a Friends episode.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
I just remember Ross had whitened his teeth to the point when they turned off the lights.
It was glowing.
I'm going to have to go look it up.
The Tooth Fairy, she likes nice white teeth, right?
Yeah.
Aw. Well, I think we have Randy Painter on the line, and... Just to reiterate, we have Randy Painter, the CEO and founder of Care2.com. And if you haven't seen Care2.com and been to that website yet, you're under a rock,
it's
people.
It's an amazing site.
Climb out of the rock and go check it out.
I'm jealous.
I know. You should be.
he has a beautiful wife and children, too.
Oh, I know. And he's a pretty handsome dude himself.
Yeah.
Randy, that's you I'm talking about.
Oh, well, hey, I like that introduction.
Well, one of our guests in the studio tonight, Cherie, was commenting on your beautiful family.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we have a full studio tonight. We'll try not to overwhelm you. But we're all big fans, and I'm thrilled that you took the time to call us.
Of course, my pleasure. Thank you.
Well, I think just I met you back, gosh, I think it was 2007 at the Green event down in D.C.
The Green Festival, was that?
Green Festival. I can never think of the name of it. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were very nice to me.
I try.
See, he's nice to the little people.
The little minions, yes.
Well, we've been at this a long time. So it's been almost 13 years now. So we were well into it by that point.
Like us, you've been out there ahead of this wave and trend of being green and conscientious and socially active. So it's showing. It's really nice to see. Well, when we were talking about it earlier, how you've put together all this fantastic information and resources for people in all these areas, and you've added the activism, you know, the functionality for people to get active.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it's a really important part of the equation, you know, from our perspective. So, yeah.
Now, well, one of the things I want to just mention here is the actual site is Care to Make a Difference. And it's the whole premise of the website is, you know what, care enough if you see an issue to do something about it. And,
right.
and this site allows you to do that.
Well, it allows you to educate yourself and then take some action,
right.
Which is really nice.
And you can find what you feel comfortable with.
Right, right. Some people care more about animal rights or organic food or spirituality. Get a little Deepak Chopra going on.
We've got it all. That's right. We try to take a very holistic approach to this. So,
well, and that's kind of our bag. I mean, I've been kind of back when I was doing Relevant Times. That was really our message: was that it's all holistic. It's very integrated. It's not just about composting or organic food, but all of it. And I know you have some new stuff going on. You're always bringing in some new cool stuff. But there's some Care to and Blissmo.
Yes. Yeah, so we just actually just launched that just a little while ago, and basically it was kind of filling a hole in kind of our offering. So, you know, our audience is actually about 75% women, and women hold so much power. I mean, they tend to be the ones that lead these the cause movements in terms of social and environmental change. They, you know, they vote more often, they volunteer more, they donate more than men do, and they also control about something like 83% of all consumer spending. And so, you know, our goal was to really help them to put their money where their values are, and so they can direct their dollars to those companies and those products that are making a positive impact in the world.
Well, it really is true that, I mean, you can be active by choosing to spend your money in ways that speaks volumes.
That's right, and that's something very simple to do. Again,
yeah,
it's something that anybody could do.
Yeah, that's absolutely. I mean, the reality is that's something that we're all doing every day, whether we realize it or not.
Right,
and
absolutely.
And so, you know, a lot of us are kind of unconsciously going around and spending on kind of the old way of business and the products that are kind of causing the problems. And so, you know, if we want to create this greener future, we really need to direct those dollars in a more positive direction. And so, I mean, and there's almost nothing more powerful in, you know, in the world and in society than the way that the dollars flow. And so if you can move those dollars in a more sustainable direction, you're going to have real positive change happen.
And it gets the energy going. And when you do good, you feel good.
Exactly. And so part of what I perceive that you're doing is really helping people get that educated, become an educated consumer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no. That, I mean, there's a couple of components to it. We are trying to educate folks, kind of at the basic level. Then we're trying to, you know, motivate them to actually do something with that knowledge, and then engage them and get them to kind of feel that positive impact of taking action and being involved, and that will only precipitate kind of additional actions down the line. So we're really trying to kind of, you know, really get in their heads and kind of help to change the way that they think about themselves and their influence on society. And so give them a sense of empowerment and the knowledge to use that power for good. That's really what we're here for.
Well, and certainly with 15-plus million members, you have learned what it is we're looking for and what it is we need to know and what it is we're doing.
Yeah, we're learning. it's an ongoing learning process. But yeah, no, we certainly we've gotten a lot of feedback over the years on you know, what works better than other ways. And so and you know, one of the things that we've tried to do is to make it as easy as possible for people to get involved. And you know, I think one of the challenges that I found when starting this way back when was that we had a lot of people that were feeling really disenfranchised and that were feeling that they had no power, that they were that these issues are just too big for them to have an impact on. And so or they were too expensive, frankly, to have right. an impact on. And so we're saying and we're showing them that, no, it's actually really very easy for them to get involved and to have a real positive impact. And, you know, especially, let me just back up a second and say also that we take this from a me and a we perspective. So we take this from the individual. An individual herself can live a more healthy, sustainable lifestyle by doing certain things, by educating herself through the content that we have on the site, and then and taking action in her own home or through her family and friends, but then also she can also kind of join with millions of other people to take collective action, and so and to move society to be more sustainable.
Right. So she feels like her voice can be heard. And
exactly. Yeah. In one voice, you know, we've seen it so many times, but one voice, particularly when joined with millions of other voices, can and does have a really amazing impact. But you got to have that. Everybody has to participate. Everybody has to be part of that collective to have that collective have any power at all. So
here's a question in that vein. I'm curious about any specific, and I'm sure there's lots of them, but or any recent examples you can give us on a petition that may have been started or initiated with CARE 2 that has, you know, maybe had an impact on legislation or.
Sure. Yeah. There's a lot of these, and actually, we just recently added a block on our homepage on the right side of our homepage that highlights some of these successes. But you know, actually, so I was just thinking back this morning about this, that when I first started the petition site, I don't know if you remember, but there were these kind of chain letter petitions that were going around,
yep.
And people would add their name on to the petition, you know, so-called petition in the email, and you know, say, pass it on to your friends,
yeah.
And we're going to make a difference. And, of course, it never went anywhere except for into cyberspace, and it never had any impact, and so I saw that. This was back probably over 10 years ago now, and I realized that there's so much passion here, there's so much good intention, but it's just nothing's happening to it. So that's why we created the petition site, to basically organize all these signatures, collect them, and make sure that they get delivered. And so actually within about a month of launching that, actually probably just a couple weeks into launching that, Dorothy Keeler from Alaska, who is a photographer up there, she was concerned about the wolves in the Denali National Park. And the wolves there, of course, didn't understand that there's a boundary to the park, and so they would tend to wander outside of the boundaries. And as soon as they wander outside, they were vulnerable to get shot. And so
Sarah Palin was actually in a helicopter going, I just had to throw that in. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I digress.
Man, you just ruined my whole day there.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So she wanted to create a buffer zone, and the Alaska Game Board was about a week away from voting on whether to create this buffer zone or not, and so she set up a petition on the petitionsite.com, which is this property that we set up, the service that we set up. And she got over 1,000 signatures within that week. And
wow.
She printed those out and she delivered those to the game board. And they were just, you know, astounded to see all of these signatures and so and all these comments that came in about the importance of having a buffer zone. And so they actually voted in favor of creating the buffer zone and protected the wolves of Denali National Park. So,
wow, that's a heck of a start, man. Thank you.
Yeah, so that was like, you know, we knew immediately we're onto something big here, and this was really a powerful tool. And so we really kind of doubled down on that and focused on it, and it made it a kind of a force for citizen empowerment. And so we've had just thousands and thousands of petitions started through the site. It's something like 60 million signatures or something that have come through there.
And mine a few times.
All right. Thank you.
We'll add ours now.
Good, good. Yeah, and yeah, and we actually just we recently had a success where actually the where Guam, the island of Guam, implemented a ban on shark finning, and this was actually in part due to a petition that was on the petition site, and where we got thousands of signatures. And what we do also in that regard is we work with nonprofit organizations, actually. So that's generally the way that we do this, so that we can because it takes actually a number of different angles and operators to create real change. And so the petition is part of the answer, getting all this citizen involvement is part of it, but you also, you know, if you can work with a nonprofit organization that is you know, lobbying the right people and that is working with the right players in the legislators, then you're much more likely to get actual real results. And so we try to generally, when we run these campaigns, we're partnering with nonprofit organizations, but we'll also support the citizens that are creating these individual ones, like you know, Dorothy Keeler in Alaska.
Randy, if you could, just while the listeners are thinking about the site, could you give us the site again?
Well, actually, if you go to just care2.com, you will find all sorts of links to petitions, and it's actually under our Take Action tab. There's a link to the site, but the URL for the petition site is the thepetitionsite.site.com.
And just to let people know, Care2 is care2.com.
Yeah.
Just like ours with a G2 Organics. See? And you know what? You're right. One person can make a difference.
Yes. It's amazing to me.
You really can.
What amazes me is he's got over 15 million members here that are, and it's a powerful thing. But I am shocked at how many times I will mention Care2 to somebody and they go, really? I've never heard of that. I'm telling you, I should get a commission because I send people there all the time.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thanks for getting the word out. Yeah, no, we could you could use more of that. No, it's funny. It's I think we sometimes feel like we're the best kept secret out there. So, you know, we've never done any advertising. It has all spread through word of mouth, and you know, some through search engines, but generally it's really word of mouth. And so, if you haven't been on the site, you probably wouldn't have heard about us. And because we do work, you know, we are supporting. We work with over 700 nonprofit organizations, actually. And so, you've definitely heard of many of those nonprofit organizations, but you wouldn't necessarily know that Care2 is actually helping to power their campaigns. That's really our role.
One of the coolest and fun things that you do that has nothing really to do with saving anything is your e-cards, which are fantastic. They're fun. They're funny. Some of them are lovely. They're interesting. They're well done. And it's a nice way. I thought it was a very clever marketing mechanism on your part. But it works because I always go to Care2 to send my e-cards because I want people to find out about you. And the cards are great. And everybody gets an option to think, oh, look, this is what is this Care2 about? And then they can check off things that they might be interested in. And
yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, now that is kind of one of our, you know, it was one of our early secrets anyway to spreading the word. And you know, we've got a lot of other things going on now, but that was certainly one of the early things that got us going. And it is kind of this, it's a Trojan horse in some ways of getting the word out there and getting people back to the site because something like 80% of all greeting cards are sent by women. And, you know, if you have the context of this do-gooder site, people are more likely to send it to their friends that are going to be interested. interested in the do-gooder kind of mentality. And so we get people trying to make a difference, sending it to people who want to make a difference. And so, yeah, it's been a great way to introduce CARE 2 to a lot of folks. And they're really, we've been fortunate. We have what I think is the best e-card artist, actually, in the world, Camilla Erickson, who was one of the co-founders of CARE 2 and just creates absolutely fantastic and fun e-cards. So it's been an important part.
The whole thing is wonderful. I'm so glad you're doing this work and continuing to do this work, and I'm thrilled to talk to you and help get the word out in any way we can. And of course, we've burned up 15 minutes pretty fast.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I hope you come back and talk to us soon.
I would love to.
Thanks so much, Randy.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's a great site. And anytime I find a site where they can link it all together.
Yeah.
I mean, because we all know that it's hard to be green.
Well, it's
but little
it's
tiny things.
It's not easy being green.
It's not easy.
Right.
Just
ask Kermit.
Kermit the Frog.
It's not easy.
But you know,
green.
What we've been trying to do and what he does so beautifully
right.
is tie all these different aspects, whether it's fashion or art or music or the home or our cars
or
how we travel.
The daily things that we all do. I mean,
yeah. You know,
the ladies will at some point during the year paint their nails.
That's right.
And now we've provided them a
I
good
was surprised
idea to
how
without screwing
he
things up.
Really focused on that their demographic is so heavily female. Well, see?
Yeah.
Well,
women
again,
do most of the
who
shopping.
Does the shopping? Right.
That's right.
I mean, I know that. You
but
know,
it's not all
shop.
About shopping. He's saying even the activism tends to
of
be,
course,
you know.
Because it's a maternal thing. It really is.
You know why? Because chicks rule.
Chicks rule, yes. Well. I'm not going to say a thing
me,
tonight because I'm going to get my...
Does anybody smell? What is that we're smelling?
I was thinking, is that frozen
like amazing?
Pizza?
Well, there's an apartment upstairs and somebody's cooking
but
something.
But there's garlic involved.
Oh, you're breaking it down, are you?
I'm hungry.
Is that why I'm hungry all
the time? Yeah. We're like
subliminal
wow.
smells pumping through.
Aromas.
I know. The natural aromas are just
what
cooking.
You got to love homegrown radio. They really...
it is homegrown.
This is homegrown.
Oh, I love it. This is... We are so...
Okay,
happy
I want you gals to describe to me what this studio is for our audience, what it looks like to you.
Wow.
Impression of it.
I'm in the 60s.
There you go.
Woodstock posters.
Yeah.
Funky, okay. Fun couch and lamps.
A couch that, if it could talk, God only knows
right.
what it would say.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I love that.
Well, there have been times I've gone by here, and this place is just rocking.
Is Jerry Garcia the anatomically correct Jerry Garcia doll
yes.
still in the
yeah,
corner?
He's still in the corner.
Yeah. Okay, just checking.
I like the Christmas lights, but it's warm and cozy.
Yeah.
It is a throwback,
but it's,
but
fun.
It's very authentic
I felt
and fun.
Great as soon
I like
as I walked
it.
In. Right, it's, authentic. Yeah. That's
right.
Authentic.
I was a little
it's
nervous.
It's not faked up where somebody says, "Hey, I want something from the 60s."
I was a
these
little nervous because these
you.
Are these beautiful, sophisticated women coming from New York in a limo, and I'm like.
They
didn't have high breads.
I we said, were trying to hide. You have no idea. I said, do you think we could come, you know, a little
inconspicuous? Did I not warn you, though?
Parking
it's
lot.
It's a long drive.
We could duck in a van or something.
Yesterday, when she told me, we're going to get a car, I said, oh, Cherie, please, I'm telling you, I hope this isn't disappointing when you get out.
No. We had a very long day today, Megan. We were in the city. We had several meetings, and we were both just beat up between work and the
well,
kids.
That's all good, though, right? You're keeping busy and churning things up.
You know
great.
What? It's one, what do we say, one drop at a time.
One drop at a time.
But it's one step at a time. And I loved what CARE 2 said.
Yeah.
You can make a difference.
Yeah, one person. One decision.
And to think Marie and I are really penetrating a billion-dollar market. I mean, please.
Well,
just a little bit.
I hope that our listeners that are listening will take that message away tonight that you can make a difference, and you guys are a wonderful example of what cool
you.
Chicks can do.
Thank you.
Can I give an offer to your listeners?
Sure.
If they order anything from G2 Organics, and they tell us that they heard us on this radio show, we're going to send them an extra something special.
Oh, listen, folks. You heard it here.
Yes.
And I'm going to put that on when I post the podcast, but I'm not going to tell them what, so make them listen.
Ooh. It's a surprise. We all love surprises.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. We've really had a fun time, and one hour is already.
It went so fast.
So we'll have to do this again.
Oh, we'd
you know
love
what?
To.
Like people that believe in the same cause are attracted to each other. And
no accidents.
We all want to do no accidents.
No accidents.
And we just want to do good. And ladies, please let us help you. Let us help you to not get a high rate of breast cancer and don't use toxic products. And here we are. And they're sexy and they sizzle and we're ready for action.
Awesome. All right, folks. Everybody have a thank you so much for coming all the way out. Thank you, Julia.
And, you want to say something?
Say goodnight, Julia.
Signing off. Say goodnight.
You want to say hi to your second grade class? Go ahead.
Hi.
Say goodnight quick. We're going off the air.
Have a great green week. Saiwanoi.
Tootie.
Aw. Okay.
Have a great green week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Hour. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit thegreendivas.com.